All right, I'll call to order the City of Tacoma Planning Commission meeting for Wednesday, April 17th. It is 5:02 p.m. Do we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, Vice Chair Peterson has a personal conflict, is absent today, asked for being excused. And Commissioner Water is fighting the traffic and will be a little bit late. So with that, you do have a quorum. Thank you.
All right, item B, the approval of the agenda.
I move we approve the agenda as written.
All right, I would like to ask to sort of somewhat juggle around. We've invited the Transportation Commissioners to join us for the meeting tonight, and I believe that they have a 5:30 meeting to get to. So what I would like is to go immediately into begin discussion item D1 so that we can have some conversation with the Transportation Commission before we finish item D1, then return to item C so that we can receive any comments from any members of the public that have come today. Is there any objection to that from the commission? Okay, so then as recommended by the chair, we will operate under a modified agenda. So we'll skip public comments and go to the discussion item. Mr. Wong.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, I'm Lee Huang Wong, Senior Planner with the Planning and Development Services Department. Sound Transit is conducting a scoping work for the Tacoma Dome Link Extension Project. The purpose of the scoping period runs from April 1st to May 1st, and the purpose is to get public comments and feedback to help Sound Transit define the scope of work for the environmental impact statement work. And so the EIS work is expected to begin later this year, 2019, and a draft EIS is scheduled to be released in spring of 2020, and with the final EIS be done in 2022. Design work of the Tacoma Dome Link Extension Project will begin in 2022 through 2025. Construction will be done in the next 5 years, so the anticipated opening time will be 2030. So this is a very critical period of the time for the project. This will set the tone for the next important stages that I just mentioned. And Planning Commission, with the help from Commissioner Santa, drafted a letter of comments to be forwarded to Sound Transit. And this letter of comments, as included in your agenda packet, was prepared based on Commissioner Santov's observations and comments and thoughts about the project, based on all commissioners' feedback and discussion that were provided at the last meeting on April 3rd, also based on the briefing from Sound Transit staff to both the Planning Commission and the Transportation Commission that was done on March 20th. And with that, we do have co-chairs from the Transportation Commission with us today. So our goal today is to look at the draft letter of comments as included in your packet and consider approving it at the end of discussion. With that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Commissioner Santoff, is there anything that you would like to add at this point? Thank you again for all of your work on this effort. Although at the previous Planning Commission meeting, the general sense of the Commission and the decision of the Commission was that the Planning Commission preferred to issue a letter independent of the Transportation Commission, there was a lot of discussion about making sure that, as appropriate, our letter referenced issues that the Transportation Commission wanted to bring to the table. So and I know that the Transportation Commission has had a subcommittee working on your own letter. And so anything that you would like, I guess I turn the mic over to the co-chairs as to, is there any issues that you weren't bring up, any suggestions, critiques of our draft letter, things that have come up in your conversations that have not been brought up previously, kind of leave it open to you.
Great, thank you. Garrett Nyland, co-chair on the Transportation Commission. So I thought I might just be brief and kind of highlight the areas where we're in kind of the same direction on the letter, and then the one area that's a little different. Your station preferences and ours, as identified in the letters, are the same stations, the same, you know, ET3A and B, and then preferring TD2, and if that doesn't work, TD3, and largely the same reasons, you know, intermodal transfer and, you know, increased access to destinations at the East Tacoma station. I apologize for not having our draft in your hands. I'm not quite sure how we didn't accomplish that, but next time we try to pull this off, we will be more attentive to focusing in on ensuring we're communicating well and getting that to you. The one area that that we aren't highlighting that you are is the cut and cover. And that was an area of discussion within our commission, largely around concerns of its feasibility and that work may end up slowing down development of the actual end plan and slowing construction. However, in our letter, we are basically omitting mention of the cut and cover and just identifying, you know, our interest in narrowing the number of, you know, reviewed options to, you know, the least that's kind of reasonable. Do you have any comment, Commissioner?
No, Jane Moore, co-chair. I agree with everything that Commissioner Nyland said. That is the one area of difference has to do with the potential for a cut and cover, and the Transportation Commission has not reached an agreement on that at this point. I think the letters outside of that are very similar and stress the same points. So I think there's good correlation between the two letters.
I think Commissioner Santoff has a question.
Question and comment. Thanks again for being here at this meeting and your involvement as well. And knowing that maybe your letter isn't finalized yet in your meeting this evening as well, one thing I would say kind of in support of the cut and cover is at this point, we're just wanting cut and cover to be clearly studied as an alternative in this next phase. You know, it's been something that Sound Transit has not looked at up to this point. And one of my particular concerns is that we get to the point in the decision-making process where we need to select the station location and the right alignment, and that hasn't been studied at the same level. And if we get to that point and we don't have comparable information, we can't make informed recommendations, and I don't think the Sound Transit Board can as well. So bear that in mind as you're kind of finalizing your letter this evening. Thank you.
Personally, I agree with that completely and think that we should consider it, but the commission hasn't discussed it and agreed on an approach. The other thing I like in your letter that isn't mentioned in ours and that hasn't really been pointed out before is the over the sounder concept, which is another thing that I think deserves some study, as some of the current proposals show tracks running through buildings that are either in existence or starting to be built, and I don't think that that's a reasonable approach. So I agree with you.
Were you trying, Commissioner Edwards, were you signaling to speak?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, well, I didn't see your light come on.
I
think it's sort of a conversation, so I'm just looking to see if there are lights lit up. Mainly for conversation, for questions for the transportation commissioners, then we can have some additional conversation afterwards, because I want to be able to let them get to their next meeting if need be. So Commissioner Edmonds.
I just want to say that how delighted I am that we're seeing eye to eye. This it's going to give a much stronger message to the Sound Transit Board when both of our commissions are coming forward with from different perspectives and different viewpoints, as our missions are, but that the message is very much in alignment. And so I just wanted to say how I'm delighted about that.
Thank you. I see. Okay, so if we have no... So, Mr. Wong, where do we... So, I guess anything, any final thoughts from the transportation co-chairs to influence this? Because I did commit that we would go back to public comments.
Yeah, I, you know, the only other thing I want to kind of echo, you know, that it was very helpful knowing your direction and your thoughts as we formulated our own, and that they influenced what we created and how we are making our recommendations. And so I would love to see the, you know, opportunities to speak with a common voice really embraced. And again, there's, you know, approaches I think we might have included that we, you know, that we, you know, shifted, you know, so that we could have a clear voice together, still meeting our objectives, you know, but I feel like that it does help when we're all rowing in the same direction.
So, thank you. Josh, did you want to say anything as staff to the Transportation Commission?
Or? Thank you, Chair. I have nothing to add.
Okay, thank you. Just want to make sure I'm covering our, Commissioner Santo.
One further thing I'll put out there is our letter references the future planning study that will take place for the Tacoma Dome link extension to the Tacoma Mall. So I guess we call that maybe the Tacoma Mall extension study that Sound Transit has committed to doing. And also suggested that in any future extension of this infrastructure, we should consider the ability to serve South Downtown. And in particular, highlights the potential for a station in the Brewery District. You know, I would just you know, flag that for the Transportation Commission as something to, you know, start brainstorming about, or start, you know, thinking about what opportunities exist with this future extension that we hope will happen, and what planning might need to be underway or kind of accommodation for that infrastructure in your current plans. So, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. So then what I would like to do before we get into our discussion, because our normal practice is to receive comments from the public prior to us getting into our discussion. Did anybody sign up to speak? Okay, so nobody signed up to speak on our one discussion item tonight. I'll ask the three members of the audience, even if you didn't sign up, you're welcome to have 3 minutes to speak on the Tacoma Dome Link extension if you so chose. And you're all shaking your head. All right, so then we're back to our discussion. I'm certainly hoping that we're not going to try to edit the letter in real time. So are there, I guess, any high-level issues in terms of issues that are in here? I think if there, any commissioners have a different point of view or a divergent point of view, they should make sure that the rest of the commission is aware of that going forward. So are there, Commissioner Edmonds?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's two paragraphs in which I would like to see a change in a stronger statement, I guess that would be. And the first one is at the bottom of page 2. To the question the elevated station and alignment alternatives has currently presented, I would like us to say it's not acceptable rather than it's a non-starter. Because I think from my point of view on this commission that is just, that's what it is. It's not acceptable. And that the second one.
Well, let me, before you go on, so let me, I'm not being devil's advocate here. This is actually a legit question. If we as a commission put out a letter saying that the elevated is not acceptable, and if an elevated option turns out to be the only one that's practically feasible, are we then saying that we would prefer to not have a Tacoma Dome link extension versus
good point.
That? I don't think that would be faithful to all the other stuff that we've done. But maybe I'm the only one who feels, maybe elevated is so bad that nothing is better than that. But we just want to make, we just want to make sure that if we're saying it's not acceptable, then we're going to endorse what non-acceptable means. So. Commissioner Santoff?
Yes.
I maybe share your views of it being not acceptable, but at the same point, I want to see a real thorough analysis of the cut and cover station as well as the elevated alignments so that informed decisions can be made. And we point out in the letter that there may be elevated alignments and station locations associated with being over the sounder tracks that might be completely feasible and appropriate for the integration into the neighborhood.
So. All right. Points well made. I will back off that. Change in tone.
Cool. So you had a second issue.
I have a second issue, and it's the top of page 3, the first full paragraph, where we say we believe a below-grade cut-and-cover station, blah, blah, blah. I would like to see a stronger statement again saying we strongly recommend a below-grade cut-and-cover station.
Okay. And that would be something stronger there would be consistent because the very end of that discussion at the top of page 4, we're really urging Sound Transit to pursue this in the next phase. If not, there would not be the same level of analysis done. So,
and it's the only item in which we cite all these items from our One Tacoma plan and comprehensive plan. So.
So, and again, I think that as long where I'm coming from, I like the idea of cut and cover, but I also know that there are technical, economic, environmental, and cultural resource challenges in that particular part of Tacoma with any sort of digging. So as long as we've, and many of these policies, while they support cut and cover, we have other policies that would support other options as well. So I do think that if we want to send a strong tone, I think it's appropriate to send a strong tone. And I think Commissioner Edmonds is right that if we're going to be making this a centerpiece, then we should have a more definitive statement. And so I guess my negotiation here is definitive statement as long as we're not trashing other options. So.
I don't intend to trash.
I don't
it
think.
He,
I
except
don't think
the he, elevated that's not above the sound.
Touche.
So, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Yeah. So, I would be okay. I heard we strongly recommend below grade cut and cover as more appropriate to the, because it's more appropriate to the urban, just a little bit more emphasis, I think, at the beginning of that paragraph, unless there's strong opinions that we've heard from two commissioners. I have one with his light on and two more to the right and another one. If the rest say, heck no, no cut and cover, then obviously we have a challenge on the letter. So Commissioner McInnes, then we'll circle back to close this issue with you, Warren.
The co-chairs of the Transportation Commission did bring up an interesting issue, and I do think it's it would be problematic to have a cut and cover. It's going to be a difficulty, but I do think that it's appropriate for us to say it needs to be studied, and that's really where we're having a problem. I think I think the forceful statement that we want to make is effectively it needs to be looked at to the same degree that the elevated structure is being looked at. Not necessarily that we believe that a below-grade station is exactly what you need to finally design and construct, but that it needs to be looked at to the same degree. And so if we go back to Commissioner Edmonds' prior statement, I think it is okay if we said, to the question, the elevated station and alignment alternatives as currently presented should be studied to, you know, or the cut and cover should be studied to the same degree as the elevated structures are being studied so that all aspects can be looked at. I think that's the forceful statement we want to make, not necessarily that we think that you should end up at a cut and cover decision.
Yes.
Commissioner Strobel.
I just want to really appreciate that comment. I think that in this letter, there are a lot of assumptions of where we're at in the current scoping phase of this project. And ultimately, studying the impacts that I think that we're assuming with either a cut and cover or with an above grade station are the things that we're trying to articulate. And it's a little bit preemptive, I think, until those things are studied a little bit further. And that's going to be primarily through a lot of the EIS process of this. And so before I could be in good conscience to be definitive about the impacts of one or the other, I would want to see that in the EIS. And so I appreciate your comment, and I like the equal treatment of both types of station.
Great. Other Commissioner Edmonds, your light's
on. I can live with that. Okay. I just want to make it clear that they haven't considered this thus far, and that we want them to. They must.
So then maybe the transition here is the strong state. My brain is mush. I've been going since 5:30 this morning. I think we have a really good argument here of policy statements that bring good weight to the table as to why this should be studied. And so, like, teeing off these comments that, so maybe the lead-in is, this needs to be an option if Sound Transit is planning to be consistent with the One Tacoma plan, which it needs to be. These are good policies that are supportive of that. And then we go through the EIS process. We are able to take a look at feasibility. We are able to take a look at integration, take a look at how we would be able to get further south, how we would get to south downtown, whether there are economic issues, environmental issues, cultural resource issues, all those things. The EIS would bring all those to the fore. But as of right now, what we have aren't, what we're talking about in Section 8 of our letter is not, unless we act and unless they act in response to this, they're not going to study this at all. So I think it's important that there's been enough discussion. I think the commission has to say something at this point.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And it's just my personal issue. I hate run-on sentences, but I have made note of those, and I will give them
okay.
to Wong.
Thank you.
Commissioner
Santoff, your light is on.
Yes, thank you. Wong may have adopted some of those run-on sentences from my draft letter, so I apologize if that's the case. I have that tendency as well. I did want to say that I appreciated the fact that cut and cover was highlighted as the first issue for the Tacoma Dome Station section. I think that gave it some emphasis that I thought it deserved. I also appreciate the fact, you know, we highlight in this letter some of the evaluation criteria that we feel are more pertinent to the consideration of the station locations. And those criteria that we highlighted also kind of, I think, support a cut and cover station location. It will be a preferred station location based on those criteria for many reasons. It may have drawbacks in other realms, but we will benefit from seeing a full study if they include this. So I appreciate everyone's thoughts and support of that issue.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate Commissioner Santoff acknowledging that, because I did that on purpose. Having the letters, they talked about cut and cover and over the sounder before we talked about the preferred alternatives. So I did that on purpose. I appreciate that. Mr. Chair,
may yes.
We talked about on page 3, Yeah, second paragraph, Commissioner Edmonds comment about we believe a cut and cover is more appropriate to the urban fabric. She suggested a stronger language. I might as well just throw in that this is one end of the language. We believe this, which is what we think. And the other end is we recommend this is appropriate. But recommending this being appropriate doesn't sound
right.
Yeah. So there's something in between. We could use we suggest or we submit.
I made it into two sentences.
So I'm just trying to throw in some wordsmithing words you can pick between believe, recommend, there's a suggest, or submit.
Well, if you put a period after track facility and capitalize, it is more appropriate than it works. Sorry, we're
no, that's okay. This is important.
We recommend a below-grade cut-and-cover station and track facility, period. It is more appropriate to the urban fabric, urban design, da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't like run-on sentences.
So I guess with the risk of me being a broken record and following up some of the things, so on one hand, I think I'm comfortable with the statement, the initial statement of belief, that we believe a below-grade cut-and-cover station and track facility is more appropriate because it ties into the urban fabric, urban design, sense of place, intermodal connectivity, and the level of residential and commercial development. I feel comfortable that there's a tie there. Where I'm concerned is that we don't have to recommend that. We can recommend it be studied.
That's what I was just going to say.
But I don't think we can recommend that as the solution until we have the data to support that.
I agree with that.
We want them to keep this in. We don't want to prejudge the conclusion. Because in my opinion, there has already been a lot of prejudging of conclusions in this entire project. I would like to try to have a letter that...
you're saying is if we recommend a cut and cover station... Be studied, period. And then capital it is more appropriate.
Is that consistent with what I was hearing from Commissioners McGinnis and Strobel, that if we study it...
But if I may, I'm thinking more along the line. You're trying to make the tie argument, which I completely agree with, which is, I think is, we believe that a cut and cover is more consistent with the one Tacoma plan, and it should be further studied as an alternative.
Yes.
I think getting to the two statements of recommendation before study is what we want to avoid.
Yep. Yeah, so I'll point out that too many of us have our mics on right now. I will call on, it's been a long day.
Call me after.
Commissioner Givens after Commissioner McGinnis. I was going to get there. So Commissioner McGinnis, then Commissioner Givens.
If I may jump to a proposed text for this paragraph that we're referring to, I would suggest... We believe a below-grade cut-and-cover station and track facility may be more appropriate to the urban fabric, urban design, the sense of place, intermodal connectivity, and the level of residential and commercial development envisioned for the Dome District, and deserves study to the same degree as the other options. That's my suggested language there. I believe that encapsulates what we're saying.
Thank you. Commissioner Givens.
My quick question is this the appropriate person we should be addressing the letter to, Ms. Elma, and I don't know how to pronounce the last name. I just want to know if that's the appropriate person. I believe this person's a transportation planner rather than someone in kind of a management role. I don't know. Just questioning it.
She is the designated CEPA official for this particular process. Stage in the project, so she's the person to receive this letter.
Her name's on the flyer too.
But I think we have CCs to the mayor, to the city manager, to all the transportation commissioners, to Brian, to government relations. I'm assuming that all the city council members will probably get this in their packet from the city manager. So maybe we could also CC this to the other Sound Transit board representatives from Pierce County. So whoever's on the Sound Transit board from the Pierce sub area, let's include them as CCs on the letter too. I think that indirectly gets to what Ryan was talking about, that we make sure that higher levels in the organizations know what our planning commission cares about. All right, our comments on any other aspect of the letter? I'll ask Commissioner McGinnis, did we cover everything that was in your email?
Yeah, my email was mostly edit, just minor little edits. Okay. I thought it was, I think the letter is excellent. I really applaud those of you who worked on it, Santhiff and Steve. You guys did a nice job. And I think it's great that we can congeal 9 people's opinions into a 6-page letter.
Thank you. Any last words, Commissioner Santa?
I don't know about last words. I thought the letter turned out very well. I appreciate everyone's thoughts and involvement in it. And topic number 3 for parking, I did want to point out, I think we intended that to say properly mitigated at the end of that paragraph instead of property. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Anything else from...
So about that sentence, are we...
On the... Oh, the suggest... The Commissioner... The maybe more appropriate, and then the we recommend the study language?
Yeah.
Were we all generally okay with that, Commissioner Santa?
I'd go along with it. However, I feel the language as it reads now, where it says is more appropriate, is kind of where I am sitting in, on this position. It is more appropriate, you know, to those factors that we've identified, all the urban design and integration aspects and why it should be studied. It is more appropriate, not that it may be. Mm-hmm. It is more appropriate. I feel like the last paragraph in that section 8, you know, it makes that statement that we're just asking them to thoroughly and adequately study that in this next phase. You know, we might not be able to achieve a cut and cover station, but let's at least do the research to know what the options really are.
Commissioner McGinnis.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fine with it. That's not a die on a hill thing for me. I was trying to get us to a point where we were in agreement on language. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I think that a forceful statement there is good. So I have no concern about scrapping or keeping the language that I suggested. Maybe just the phrase maybe is what's at issue. We believe a below grade cut and cover station and track facility is more appropriate to the urban and it deserves the same study. We could say something like that. That might be a good medium ground.
Commissioner Edmonds.
Yeah, I don't want to debate in wordsmiths, but I think we need to clearly state we want it studied and not wait until the last paragraph. You know, we don't say in any of this, we want this studied. And I think that's the sentence that needs to be right at the beginning.
Yeah, I agree with the commissioner on that. That was a suggestion I made about 10 minutes ago, that somehow we urging Sound Transit to pursue this in the next phase, I think we need a definitive statement saying the Tacoma Planning Commission recommends, insists, demands, pounds our fists on the table that this option be studied. That we needed some sort, I think we need to lead into this, and we have all the elements there. We talk about it. We're not saying unacceptable, but we are keeping the non-starter language. So we have non-starter, we have We recognize why there may be feasibility for elevated. We recognize why at grade is a problem. I think we can make a statement about, with that, no disrespect, we're making a very moral policy statement about below grade being more appropriate to the urban fabric. I can live with that. But before we go into the bullet list, I really think we need our recommendation about study. And then the bullet list that refers to their comp plan is explaining why we're making that recommendation rather than doing a bunch of policy statements and then throwing it in, having that be at the end of the sentence. So that, again, I'm not going to fall on my sword on it either. I'm trying to suss out what we're saying here, and I'm hearing everybody say we want it studied, but I don't know if the phrase "we urge Sound Transit to pursue this" is the same as saying we want it studied. Commissioner Strobel.
I think it would be valuable then to integrate something along the lines of, if you want this studied, we have to identify the stations in which this makes sense to study with. And so you have to, there may be some stations that don't make sense for it, and there may be some that do. And so I think traditionally, I think it was under, TD4, I want to say, is the one that was originally considered for this option. I'm not sure if the commission means to study cut and cover amongst every single station, but it would make a lot of sense to say, in reference to the following stations, that they also be you explore an option for cut and cover for those stations. And that would be probably the ask that you were looking for.
So do you think that the language in paragraph 11 gets there?
In this one, it just states TD4. I throw that out there, is were there any other station locations that were to be considered for such an option?
I'm going to ask Commissioner Santa. He knows far more about this than I do.
I would hope that Sound Transit would look at all their potential station alternative locations and do a quick value analysis of whether cut and cover makes sense. My thinking was that TD4 has some grade change advantages there that probably make it the station to really identify for cut and cover and to study in the next phase. But so us suggesting that, I think, is the appropriate action here. But I would, if they start digging into it and the TD2 station location right along Freight House Square makes sense to them to study as cut and cover, then I would hope they would do that as well. I wanted to offer a recommendation to the language of the "we believe" paragraph.
Okay, so Mr. Wong, were you on that topic or?
On that underground topic.
Okay, so let's do.
I can wait.
Okay, we'll do Brett's comment and then circle back to you.
I think just adding a short sentence to start that paragraph differently would be the approach that I would make, and something just really clear and straightforward. We recommend a cut and cover station option be studied, period. And then, the "we believe" puts, all those factors that are kind of sending us in that direction.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I see head nodding. Okay. Mr. Wong.
Mr. Chair, that was my first point that I wanted to make. After the "we believe" sentence, make another sentence, we recommend that it be studied, further studied, period.
Like strongly recommend.
We strongly recommend that this cut and cover option alternative be further studied. And then start the third sentence about the complaint consistency. But the second point I wanted to make is that about underground options, it is not necessary that the current alignment, the version, the underground version of the current alignment be studied. Sound Transit may start from a different approach, just purely undergrounding this area and see what they get into, because there are a lot of factors that we don't know of, we don't see above ground, that they have to get into before they find an alignment or a couple. And those alignments may not be aligning along with the current identifying alignment. So there's no point to say, study the underground version of TD2 or study the underground version of this alignment. Just say to the Sound Transit, study underground alternative, please. So that's the point. And thirdly and last point about TD4 is that TD4, that station location, because of uphill on 26, it has been considered a little bit far away from the current Tacoma streetcar station and the Greyhound bus, so on and so forth. But if you go underground, you're actually leveling out, and if you can make an access point to the surface, it's actually closer to a lot of areas. So that's why I'm thinking that Commissioner Santiff brought that up, that TD4, and in language says, may be a viable option. So it's just kind of giving Sound Transit a thought. So those are my comments.
All right. Any further comments, questions, clarifications? Otherwise, I guess I should ask for a motion to authorize the chair to sign the letter as amended.
I move that we authorize our letter on the Tacoma Dome link extension level 2 scoping period, those comments with the changes that we've discussed this evening.
And the changes are adding that sentence and adding CC Pierce County reps to Sound Transit Board to be CC'd.
I second.
All right, is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The chair votes aye. Opposed, say nay. The motion passes. All right, so that concludes our discussion items. Moving to agenda item E, topics for our upcoming meeting.
So, Mr. Chair and Commissioners, next meeting on May 1st is your public hearing number 1 pertaining to the 2019 annual amendment, and the subject of the public hearing will be the future land use map implementation. I just want to make a note that we appreciate Commissioner Givens, who has sent to us an email expressing his comments and suggestions after he read the material. We really appreciate that. And for the public hearing, it starts at 6 o'clock right here. But starting from 5 p.m. to 6, there will be an informational meeting that you're not required to attend, but we will have staff here working with citizens who are interested in knowing more about the subject before the public hearing starts at 6. We'll work with them to provide more information to them. And so that's next meeting. And I have already learned that Commissioners McInnes and Santoff will be absent from that meeting, and so we're down to 7.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that moves. Any questions from the commissioners on that? And I received my flyers in the mail today for the 2 hearings.
Okay, thank you. Great.
Commissioner Givens.
I have some questions of how this is going to all play out. So we have the public hearing where everybody gives their public comment.
Right.
And then does staff go and change or amend what they're going to be moving forward? Or I don't know how this works.
Oh. So after May 1st and May 15th public hearings, Staff will compile comments received at the hearings and through the comment period, which ends on May 17th. We'll compile all the oral and written comments pertaining to different subjects and provide it back to you in the first meeting of June. And so you will go, you'll debrief the public hearings and provide feedback to staff as to what modifications that should be, that can be potentially made to the proposal package based on public hearings, based on public comments received. And then the following meeting and second meeting of June, we'll come back with the revised package for your considerations for approval. So that's how it works. But if the commission has a lot of comments and feedback and we need more time to work on the modifications to the proposal package, then so be it. We'll have more meetings.
And we talked about that a meeting or two ago, that particularly on the future land use map, right, while staff would really prefer that we wrap up in June, but because this is a work in progress, I think they're open to us rolling this into July if necessary. Yep. Commissioner Givens.
I just want to make sure that not only staff but also the commission, we have time and we are responding to, you know, what we hear. So I would just, you know, I'm just throwing it out there that I don't want to fast track something. I mean, these are people's neighborhoods and lives. I want to make sure that we respond to everything.
So. Oh, we really appreciate Commissioner Givens and other commissioners who sent us information or comments prior to, well, in advance of certain meetings, so that we are, so we're giving a heads up and can be more prepared. We really appreciate that.
So let's see. So that was item. Anything else on item E? All right. So any communication items?
I do not have anything to add other than what are listed on the agenda. Quite a few items for your information.
And what is the application deadline? This press release doesn't have an application deadline for the commission positions, does it?
Yeah.
By the bottom, so.
Yep.
Wait, one more week.
24th.
So, and I apologize if I have been unclear with my fellow commissioners. I am not applying for reappointment, so if anybody knows anybody in District 4, I am trying to recruit people to apply and have letting everybody know that I'm not applying, so. So anyway. Okay. Well, so what I guess I was not clear with all nine of the any of my fellow commissioners because I confused somebody, but I just want to make sure I'm very clear. I'm not applying.
We're very sad.
I'm going to be sad too, but I have to move on. So, any other communication items from the commissioners? If not, we are going to adjourn.